This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began doing a 4S study of 2 Peter 2 by spreading and sorting into groups information found in this chapter. After reflecting on these groups of information, I organized them into a logical sequence and structured an outline under the title, How to Avoid the Traps of False Teachers and Prophets. The 4 points I came up with in my outline were description of false prophets and teachers, devastation by false prophets and teachers, destruction facing false prophets and teachers, defense against false prophets and teachers. There is a lot of information in the chapter to place under these topics, so let's get started. Under the first point, I gathered the information under 3 subpoints, their character, conduct, and strategy. Character is at the root of their conduct and strategy. Peter saw they are arrogant, brute beasts who despise authority, are slaves of depravity, live filthy lives, and follow the corrupt desires of their sinful nature. They believe their world revolves around them and show disrespect to angelic powers they do not understand. They are unaware that they are springs without water, mists driven by storms, while thinking they are driving everything. Their conduct reveals their character. Their pleasure is carousing in broad daylight. They are creatures of instinct, greedy and willing to rip off unsuspecting followers. They're full of adultery, slaves of depravity, and habitual sinners who love the wages of wickedness. If you remain alert and sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to recognize and avoid them.